好，奉耶稣圣名在这边做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
那首先感谢神让我有这一次有这个机会在这里做见证。
And first, I thank God that He has given me this opportunity to bear testimony for Him here.
那我想要跟大家分享这几年来神他怎么样在我的信仰上带领我跟教导我。
And so I wanted to share how God has shared and kept me in the faith through these past few years.
那我目前是住在维也纳这个地方。
And so currently I am living in Vienna.
那我发现很多人都不知道这个地方到底在哪里。
And I discovered that many people don't know where Vienna is.
所以我们可以先看一下。
And so we can first take a look.
那这是一个欧洲的地图。
So this is a map of Europe.
那我就很简单的先讲一下现在教会在欧洲哪里有在欧洲哪里有教会。
And so I'll give a very brief talk about where the churches are in Europe.
这英国。
And so in the in England.
法国。
In France.
我们这次有从巴黎来的姐妹。
And so we have sisters that came from Paris this time.
然后这里是德语区。
And then this is the Germanic district.
就是有三个国家是讲德语的。
It is the three countries that speak German.
一个是德国。
One is Germany.
一个是瑞士。
The other is
Switzerland. Switzerland. 然后另外一个是奥地利。
And then the last one is Austria.
然后维也纳是奥地利的首都。
And so Vienna is the capital of Austria.
那目前这边都有叫祈祷所。
And so right now in this area there are houses of prayer.
那其他像在西班牙。
And then in Spain.
意大利。
And Italy.
希腊。
And Greece.
目前也都有一些信徒还有聚会点。
And we also have some members and some places of worship there.
那可以到下一张图片。
Next picture.
好，这个就是刚才看到那三个国家。
And so these are the three countries that you saw just now?
德国、瑞士还有奥地利。
Germany, Switzerland and Austria.
这个就是 Vienna.
And so right here is Vienna.
那我目前住的地方。
And so that is where I live.
那我们那里目前信徒只有十个人。
And right now we only have about 10 members.
然后还有一个地方是 Salzburg.
And then the next, there's also a place in Salzburg.
那里有一个祈祷所。
There is a house of prayer there.
那在德国的话呢，我们有海德堡。
And in Germany, we have in Heidelberg.
祈祷所。
We have a house of prayer.
然后这里就是西德是莱茵区莱茵祈祷所。
And here in West Germany, we have a
Rhine. 因为那是一条河的名字。
The Rhine House of Prayer.
对，然后还有汉堡祈祷所。
And we also have a house of prayer in Hamburg.
不是吃的汉堡，那个城市的名字叫汉堡。
It is not a hamburger, it's a hamburg.
好，那瑞士也有一些信徒。
And we also have some members in Switzerland.
那整个德语区呢，大概信徒全部有不到100个人。
And so in the whole Germanic district, perhaps we have about not yet 100 members.
那其实我在维也纳只住了一年的时间而已。
And so I've only been in Vienna for a year.
所以我今天要讲的故事都是发生在我一开始去的地方是萨尔斯堡。
And so all of what I'm going to tell you today, it happened in Salzburg.
那感谢主，我从小是在真耶稣教会长大的。
And so thank God, I was born into the church and I was raised in the church.
然后我14岁的时候从台湾到 Salzburg.
And when I was 14 years old, I moved from Taiwan to Salzburg.
那我在那边读书。
And I was studying there.
读音乐。
And I was studying music.
那我第一次离开家里。
And it was the first time I was leaving home.
那当时就有一个很深就是我虽然有亲戚在那边。
And so even though I have relatives there.
但是我有一个很深刻的感觉。
But I had a very, a deep feeling.
就是我的家人跟我的朋友都没有办法随时跟着我。
That my family and, close friends could not follow me everywhere.
但是只有神就是一直跟着我的。
But it is only God who is always with me.
那我是主修钢琴的。
And my major was in piano.
所以我常常需要花很多时间在练琴上面。
And so I spend a lot of time practicing.
那有一次我就得了那个肌腱炎。
And so one time I got carpal tunnel syndrome.
对，就是弹，就是关节这边会痛。
And it is the joints will start to hurt.
那就不能练琴。
And so I couldn't practice.
那我一开始以为没有很严重。
And so at first I thought it wasn't very serious.
然后我想说去看个医生，然后做个治疗，应该就没事了。
And so I thought that I would just go see a doctor and they would give me some type of treatment and it would be over.
然后可是就每次在我觉得应该好了，然后我就去练琴，然后就又痛了。
And then so every time I thought it was already better, then I would go practice and then it would start hurting again.
然后这样子一直重复了好几次。
And so this happened multiple times.
然后就持续了大概两个月的时间。
And so this happened for about 2 months.
那所以那两个月时间其实很痛苦。
And so during that 2 months, it was a very painful time.
因为就像是一个学生他不能写字一样。
Because it's like a student who cannot write.
那所以我就开始想说我是不是哪里有得罪神了。
And so I started thinking, is there something that I have sinned against God?
那我就在祷告的时候就想到说可能就是我花太多时间在练琴上面。
And so I started thinking perhaps I've been spending too much time in my practicing piano.
可是我在聚会的时候却很不专心。
But then when I am in service, I don't pay that much attention.
然后经常就是跟人家传纸条开玩笑。
And then I will pass notes during the sermon and I'll joke around during the sermon.
然后就跟神悔改。
And so I started repenting to God.
那神就让我慢慢的好起来了。
And so God allowed me to slowly heal.
那所以我就学到一件事就是神他会管教。
And so one thing I learned is that God will discipline.
那他如果要让我弹琴我就可以弹。
And if God wants me to be able to play piano, then I will be able to play.
那如果他不愿意我弹我就不能弹。
But if he is not willing, then I cannot.
那再来就是到我大概17、18岁的时候。
And then the next is when I was about 17 or 18.
那虽然就是一切的事，就是学校啊什么，一切都感觉好像很顺利。
And it seemed that everything was going very smoothly with school.
但是我觉得人生真的很没有意义。
But I felt that life was very meaningless.
就是你经常花很多时间、精神追求一些东西。
It's like you spend so much time pursuing certain things.
但是都很虚空。
But then it's very empty.
因为人到最后一定要死。
Because at the end, man has to die.
所以我那时候就想说，既然都要死，那我不如早一点回天家。
And so I started thinking, if everybody has to die, why don't I just go to heaven sooner?
所以我那时候经常在祷告的时候就想说，我应该是可以进天国吧。
And so at that time, I remember praying, and when I was praying, I was often think, I think I can go to heaven right now.
我也受洗，我也有圣灵了。
I've been baptized, I've received the Holy Spirit.
然后我也有乖乖的去聚会。
And I go to service every week.
那就也都还没有，就是主啊，我就趁我还年轻，还没有犯什么罪之前，你就赶快带我走吧。
And I said, God, before I do any serious sins, please just take me now.
然后当时就有一些，有听到一些很年轻的人，他们就是被主带走的一些事情。
And then I heard some things about how God had taken away some youths. That they were taken very early.
那其实我就很羡慕他们。
And then I was very envious of them.
然后就那时候刚好就是12月底在海德堡我们都有一个灵修会。
And at the end of December in Heidelberg, we had a spiritual cultivation center.
欧陆灵修会。就是 Europe Convocation.
Europe Convocation.
那就是一个礼拜。
And it was a week long.
然后那时候每一天的祷告。
And so during that time, we had prayer every day.
我每天都很认真的跟神求死。
And every day I prayed very diligently for death.
虽然是说有想到家人啦。
Even though I did consider my family.
但我想说以后反正在天国应该也可以看得到他们吧。
But I thought that, well, I'll be able to see them in heaven anyways, I think.
然后我说主啊，我真的好想要跟你相见哦。
And so I said, Lord, I really want to see you.
然后每天的祷告都是这样。
And so this was my prayer every day.
然后直到有一天的晚间聚会。
And so one day, the evening service.
那其实我坐在那边，我根本就没有在听。
And I was just sitting there and I wasn't listening.
我已经不知道想到哪里去了。
And I don't know where my mind went.
然后突然那个站在台上的传道。
And then suddenly the preacher who was on the pulpit.
他就指着我说。
He pointed at me and said.
你想死啊。
You want to die?
你妈妈在台湾那里为你祷告。
Your mother in Taiwan is praying for you.
你还想死啊。
You still want to die?
还早嘞。
It's too early.
我吓死了。
And I was so scared.
对，所以在那一次的祷告，我真的就很难过。
And so during that next prayer, I was very sorrowful.
然后我就跟神认错。
And then so I confessed my sin to God.
因为我自己以为我祷告的很有道理。
Because I thought that my own prayers had a lot of, it made a lot of sense.
但是其实不是神所喜悦的。
But it was not something that God was pleased with.
那这个故事我最后会再回来讲。
And so I'll come back to this story later.
那再来我要讲一件就是我的室友被鬼附身的一件事情。
And then, I'm going to talk about how my roommate, became demon possessed.
那在2008年的夏天那时候我找到了一个新的室友。
And so in the summer of 2008, I found a new roommate.
然后我那时候的房子就是一个客厅一个寝室。
And so, the place I was staying at, it had one living room and one bedroom.
所以我们就是全都要一起用一起分。
And so we would split both of them.
所以就等于是生活在一起这样。
And so we would be living together.
那一开始我觉得应该没有问题，因为我觉得这个人应该蛮好相处的。
And so at first I thought, well, it shouldn't be a too big of a problem. She seems like a pretty easy to get along with person.
然后我也找她来跟我们一起聚会。
And I also brought this person to come and have service with us.
但是她来了几次以后，她就不来了。
But after she came a few times, she stopped coming.
因为他自己本身他是天主教的。
Because she was actually of the Roman Catholic Church.
对，就是他爸爸是天主教的，然后他妈妈是佛教。
And her father was a Catholic, and her mother was a Buddhist.
但是他自己是很相信天主教的。
But herself, she was a very devout Catholic.
那半年之后就是2009年的三月。
And so half a year later, in March of 2009.
那可能我那室友当时他自己压力也很大。
And perhaps at that time my roommates had a lot of stress.
然后他开始变得很奇怪。
And so she started to become very strange.
他就晚上就是晚上很晚才回家。
At night she would get home very extremely late.
然后他就在那边一直写东西，然后都不用睡觉，也不用吃东西。
And then she would just continue to write, and then she wouldn't eat or sleep.
然后我就觉得很奇怪，我就问他怎么了。
So I thought it was very strange, so I asked her what's going on.
然后他说他有看到了一个异象。
And she said she saw a vision.
他看到有一只有一点白又有一点黄的鸟。
And she said she saw an off-white bird.
然后就要带他去一个地方。
And this off-white bird wanted to take her somewhere.
所以他就跟着那一只鸟走。
So she followed this bird.
然后走到一个教堂的后面。
And then it led her to the back of a church.
然后那就是去摸了一个耶稣的雕像。
And then to go and touch this statue of Jesus.
那之后他就可以他就会听到一些很就是听到一些声音或是看到一些东西。
And so after this, she would start to hear voices and see different things.
然后他会说一些奇怪的话。
And she would say some weird things.
然后他甚至会就是会把家里的灯都关掉，然后在里面跳舞。
And then she would turn off all the lights and just dance in the room.
那后来就越来越严重。
And it started to get more and more serious.
她就是说她有看到一群小孩在追着她。
And she said she saw a group of children chasing after her.
然后她就很害怕就是瘫在地上。
And she was very scared and just lay down on the floor.
那时候在就是四月的时候也是在海德堡有一个大学生的事工讲习会。
And so at the time, also in Heidelberg, there was a...college students
seminar
for college students.
对，然后因为不可能把他自己一个人丢在家里，所以就带他也去海德堡那里的教会。
So, I couldn't just leave her alone at home, so I brought her with me to Heidelberg.
那其实是一群人带他一起去。
There were a group of people that brought her together.
那到那边之后，就是当大家为他祷告的时候。
And so at that time when we got there and everybody started to pray for her.
那我真的是亲眼看到她虽然跪着，但是她是跳上跳下。
And then I personally saw how even though she was kneeling, she was jumping up and down.
然后她倒了也是就是平的跳上跳下。
And then even though she fell down, she would jump lying down.
那后来她自己有说，她那个时候她有看到鬼从她身上出去了。
And then she said that at that time she also saw demons coming out of her.
那其实她后来很可怜。
And so afterwards, it was very pitiable.
因为她没有办法自己吃饭。
Because she couldn't feed herself.
没有办法自己照顾自己。
She couldn't take care of herself.
然后她会觉得她很脏。
And she would feel that she was extremely dirty.
她就一直洗她的手，洗到她手都红了。
And then she would scrub her hands until they became raw.
然后她会想要去洗澡。
And then she would want to go take a shower.
那但是在就是在那个海德堡的讲习，就是也算灵恩会啦。
And so during this seminar,
就可以看到弟兄姐妹真的非常有爱心。
And we can see that the brothers and sisters truly had a lot of love.
就真的都一直有人轮流的。一起照顾他。
And then there was always members that were willing to take care of her.
那虽然这个其实跟这些弟兄姐妹没有，这件事情其实跟弟兄姐妹没有什么关系。
And so even though this whole event didn't have anything to do with the brothers and sisters.
但是他们还是愿意一起来照顾这个人。
But they were still willing to take care of this person together.
然后我们每天晚上都会安排两个人陪他一起睡。
And then every night we would arrange for two people to sleep next to her.
睡在同一间。
They would sleep in the same room.
因为他有时候半夜会起来。
Because sometimes in the middle of the night she would wake up.
然后也是会做一些奇怪的事情。
And she would do some odd things.
然后或者是他在祷告的时候会看到玛利亚什么的。
Or perhaps when she was praying, she would see an image of Mary.
那后来才知道说这是一个灵里面的混乱。
And then we realized that this was a
confusion.
A confusion in the spiritual realm.
那因为他自己虽然是天主教。
Because even though she was a Catholic.
但是他妈妈是佛教，所以有给他很多那种符咒。
And so even because her mother was a devout Buddhist, her mother gave her certain charms.
所以我们在她身上，然后还有在她的房间抽屉里面都有找到一些符咒。
And so we saw that in her room and on her body, we found certain charms, certain Buddhist charms.
那我们就把这些东西都除去了。
And so we got rid of these.
但是最后她身上还有一个项链。
But at the end, she also still had a necklace around her neck.
那项链一面是耶稣的像。
And on this necklace, on one side, it was an image of Jesus Christ.
另外一面是玛利亚的像。
On the other side, it was an image of Mary.
然后那个好像是就是天主教有做法过的。
And it's something that...
Blessed by the...
Oh, it's been blessed by the Roman Catholic Church.
那他不愿意把那个东西丢掉。
And so she was unwilling to get rid of this.
那后来他爸爸就把他带回台湾去了。
And then so her father took her back to Taiwan.
那虽然就是后来回想起来，就是这件事情好像有一点恐怖。
And then so in hindsight, it seems that this event was a little scary.
但其实你在当下的时候，自己却是很喜乐的，很奇怪。
But at that time, it was very joyful, and I don't know why.
因为就是有神可以靠，真的没什么好怕的。
Because I know that that we can rely on God, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
那我们知道说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God.
那所以从这件事情我学到很多。
And so from this thing, I also learned a lot.
第一就是异象异梦真的都不一定是从神来的。
And the first is that these visions and dreams may not come from God.
要用圣经的话去分辨。
We must go and discern using the Bible.
第二就是我更肯定的知道说为什么要嫁娶主内。
And secondly, I really understood why we need to get married in the church.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为跟一个没有办法跟你一起祷告的人生活真的是太痛苦了。
Because to live with a person who you can't pray with, it truly is painful.
而且我跟他住半年，我真的都不知道家里有那些不干净的东西。
And then truly in half a year of living with her, I didn't know that there were all of these unclean things in the house.
所以一个不信的人，他你真的不知道他会带什么东西来。
And so for a person who doesn't believe, you really don't know what they will bring.
那第三件事情就是，当时有一个慕道者。
And third is, at the time there was a truth seeker.
那他已经得圣灵了。
And they had already received the Holy Spirit.
然后，因为我们就是每个晚上要派两个人陪他嘛。
And so every night we had two people who would go sleep with this with this demon possessed person.
嗯，然后我们就不敢让这个人去跟他一起睡。
And so we didn't dare to allow this truth seeker to sleep with him.
然后虽然他很就是这个慕道者他很有爱心，他很想帮忙。
And even though this truth seeker had a lot of love and wanted to help.
但是我们不敢怕他，就是怕他出事情。
But we didn't let her because we were afraid something might happen.
所以这个慕道者因为这件事情就加速了他要洗礼的那个决心。
And so this caused this truth seeker to increase her speed in wanting to get baptized.
So the next
spiritual convocation, she was baptized.
那再来就是让第四个让我学到的就是不要把信仰建立在一个人身上。
The fourth thing I learned is that we should not establish our faith on a person.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为当就是三月中那时候我发现我室友很奇怪的时候。
And because in that March when I found that my roommate was very odd.
我就想说我要忍耐。
I thought that I must endure.
因为四月的那个灵恩会我可以看到传道。
Because in April I can see this preacher.
所以我要去好好的问一下传道说我要怎么处理这件事情。
And then I was thinking I want to go and ask this preacher what I can do.
那可是就是在要去那个海德堡的前几天。
But then the few days before we went to Heidelberg.
我接到一通电话。
I received a phone call.
然后就说要为柯传道祷告。
And which is that we need.
为柯传道。
Oh, and to pray for Pastor Ko.
因为他当时在马来西亚就是开会的时候脑充血昏倒送医院。
Because at that time that he was that he needed to be hospitalized while he was in Malaysia.
所以我祷告的时候真的很难过。
And so when I was praying, I was very sorrowful.
因为想到说传道们这么辛苦。
And then because I was thinking this preacher works so hard.
然后就是为教会付出这么多。
And he puts forth so much for the church.
然后还要因为我的事情加重他的负担。
And then for my own reasons, I need to add to his burdens.
所以这件事情也告诉我说要常常为传道祷告。
And so this also told me that I need to pray often for the preachers.
那所以在信仰上面有问题的时候。
And so when there are problems in faith.
应该要先向身边的弟兄姐妹求救。
And first, we need to ask for help from the surrounding brothers and sisters.
因为真的在那一次事情之后，我发现只有教会里面的弟兄姐妹才是跟你同国的人。
Because I really found after that experience that it is only the brothers and sisters around you that are part of the same citizenship as you.
那感谢主，因为这件事情呢，反而教会里面的人变得更团结。
And then thank God that because of these events that it seemed that the church became more unified.
那原本有一些不和睦啊，或是有一些不信任。
And then at first there were some divisions or there were some other problems.
就这样子解决了。
And then all of a sudden they just disappeared.
那所以就是魔鬼真的没那么可怕。
And so truly Satan is not that scary.
只要我们团结起来抵挡他，他就会逃跑了。
As long as we unify together to resist him, he will run.
好，那这件事情过了一年之后。
And so a year later,
我现在要讲说神怎么样带领我们在萨尔斯堡买就是一个会堂的经过。
I'll talk about how God guided the Salzburg area to purchase a building.
那是2010年的2月，那时候在萨尔斯堡有一个灵恩会。
And so in 2010, in February, there was the convocation there.
那当时有一个从外地来的弟兄，他就问我们。
And so at that time, there was a brother visiting from abroad who asked us.
他说，哎，你们教会有没有在准备什么建堂基金呢？
And then this brother asked us, are you guys preparing any type of fund so that you guys can build a chapel?
我们说，哎，没有哎。
And we said, no, not really.
因为我们想说，我们人数也才15个人，有需要找会堂吗？
And we were thinking that we only have 15 people. Do we really need to find a chapel?
因为我们当时都是租场地聚会的。
And because at that time, we were just renting a space.
那既然他这样讲，那我们想说，好吧，那就来看看，就是这城市里面有什么可能性。
And then so since he brought it up, we started thinking, well, perhaps we'll just look into what possibilities are around the city.
那无意间我们就发现有一个很适合我们的，它是一个店面。
And then so we found this place that seemed very suitable, and it was part of a strip mall.
那它的地点还有它的大小都很符合我们的需求。
And the location and everything seemed to fit very well within our needs.
而且它的那个价钱也很好。
And then the price was very good.
因为那是原本一个人他得到的遗产，所以他根本不在乎他要卖多少钱。
Because the person selling had received an inheritance and so didn't care how much he sold it for.
好，那时候他是要卖15万欧元。
And so at that time he wanted to sell it for 150,000 euros.
但是我们那时候十多年来的那个存款只有5万多。
But at that time, all of our savings only added up to about 50,000.
所以我们就跟德国的其他的教会要借钱。
And so we asked to borrow money from the other churches in Germany.
那德国那边的同龄他们就说，嘿，你们怎么样买教堂了？
And then so the other members in Germany asked us, how come you guys want to buy a chapel?
其他的教会都已经准备那么久了，也从来没有听说你们有想要找会堂这样。
And then all these other places have been preparing for so long, and we didn't hear anything about you guys looking for a chapel.
那我们就跟他们借钱。
And so we borrowed money from them.
那六月的时候就买下来了。
And so in June we purchased the chapel.
然后大家分工合作。
And then everybody
work together.
And everybody was working together.
然后九月的时候我们就有一个特别的感恩礼拜。
And so in September, we had a special Thanksgiving week.
那之后我们就想说啊，这个钱怎么还啊？
And then so we started thinking, how are we going to return all this money?
因为我们信徒那时候只有十五个人。
And at that time, the members, we only had 4 or 5 members.
15.
Oh, 40.
15.
15. Oh.
对，那大部分是学生。
And most of us were students.
不然就是退休的。
Or we're retired.
那真的在工作只有一个家庭。
And really working, there was only one family.
所以我们就写信给联总啊，台总啊。
And then so we started writing letters to the IA and GAs.
然后请他们帮忙。
And asking them to help.
那原本我们是预计想说，可能两年的时间才可以还完这些钱。
And so originally we thought perhaps it would take over 2 years for us to return all the money.
结果半年之后，真的不知道这些钱从哪里来的。
And so within half a year, we don't know where any of the money came from.
当然台湾啦，然后新加坡、马来西亚。
And so from Singapore, Malaysia.
然后台湾、美国。
Taiwan, America.
对，就是这些钱让我们还了所有的钱之后。
And then so after we had returned all of the money.
我们还剩下五万块。
We were still left with $50,000.
那就是我们原本有的那一些钱。
And it was the money that we had at the beginning.
所以我们就很感恩。
And so we really gave thanks.
因为这好像真的就是神送给我们的礼物一样，这个会堂。
Because it truly seemed like just a gift that was given to us by God.
那所以这么小的地方都还有蒙神的恩典，真的是很感谢。
And so for such a small place to receive the grace of God, it was truly great.
那感谢主，就是神在动工的话，真的就很快。
And thank God that if God is working, then truly the work goes very quickly.
都是我们人想象不到的。
It is all that man cannot imagine.
那感谢主，今年五月的时候，汉堡就是也买了一个会堂。
And thank God in May of this year, the Hamburg also purchased a chapel.
然后也献堂了。
And they also had their church dedication.
所以如果在座的各位有想要来欧洲
，And so if any of you sitting here would like to come visit Europe,
不管你是想要读书、工作或是旅游。
For work, school, or just for a visit.
都很欢迎。
And we welcome you.
然后你可以跟我联络，我可以帮你们。
And if you come and find me, I can help you.
然后请大家也为欧洲的圣工发展祷告。
And please also pray for the holy work and the evangelism in Europe.
那这几年来，其实我一直在回想当时传道跟我讲的那一句话。
And so over these years, I've been thinking about what the words that the pastor told me.
就是他说你想死还太早了那一句话。
He said that you want to die, it is too early.
所以我就在想说，神为什么要我活在世界上
？And I was thinking, why is it that Jesus wants me to live on this earth?
就是我领受了这么多神的恩典。
And we have received so much grace from God.
那我们不可以空手见主。
And we cannot see God empty-handed.
然后要照顾这个在地上的神的国。
And we need to take care of God's kingdom on this earth.
就是教会。
Which is the church.
然后为教会能尽一份力。
And then to put forth our effort for the church.
然后要带人来归入主的名下。
And to bring people to be called under God's name.
然后我们来看一下诗篇的三十九篇。
And then we look at Psalm
39. 三十九篇第九节。
Psalm 39 verse 9.
后半段这里说，尘土岂能称赞你，传说你的诚实吗？
And so the second half of this verse, it says that
尘土
and
三十章第九节
Psalm 30 verse 9 The second half says, will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth?
因为我们不是灰尘。
Because are we not dust?
我们是人。
We are men.
所以我们要来荣耀神。
So we must praise God.
要在一切所行的事上就是荣耀他。
That we need to glorify God in everything that we do.
然后要努力地服侍神。
And then to strive hard to serve Him.
因为做圣工得到的喜乐真的很多很多。
Because doing holy work, the joy we receive is truly great.
那我的见证到此。
So this concludes my testimony.
愿一切荣耀归给天上的神。
May all the glory be unto God in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.